Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I'm thrilled this morning that we have such an amazing guest speaker with us. It is ENVP Nita Irwin, the grandmother, great-great-grandmother of many of us on this call line, and to many of you listening that aren't in her success lane, you know how much she respects each one of you and just does everything she can to train the whole company. So I have so much respect for this woman. She is a pioneer in this business. Much of what I have learned in Cecilia and Martha that has been passed down to me is from Nita, and I remember 18 years ago going to meetings in her living room here in Oklahoma City, and she never once gave up on me, and that is one of the reasons I am still here today. So I'm going to turn it over to my friend and mentor, ENVP Nita Irwin.
Thank you so much, Miss Linda. I appreciate those kind words. You are always the epitome of positive leadership and setting forth such a great example. And I want to thank you personally for putting these calls together, organizing them, making it happen for everyone, because these calls are going all over the country and people are raving about them. And I know how much of a commitment of your time this is. So know that everybody appreciates your effort, and thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for making this happen. And the tips that have come from the leaders, oh my goodness, what an incredible group of talented and successful leaders that we're hearing from. And my tip for the day is to take all these great tips that you're getting and don't just implement them for yourself and for this month. Keep this momentum, keep these tips rolling throughout your organizations. Sit down with your teams. Make it a team effort. I've had so many positive phone calls coming in from people that have done exactly that on my team. From one of the tips that came, and I'm not real sure, I can't remember right now who it was from, but it was about getting a men's night together. Well, the gals on my team took that tip and put it together, and I just have to share it with you because I was so excited. I said, my tip for the day is share the tips, get your team excited about it, and incorporate it into with your team. But then I started seeing all the results from these calls, and I thought, okay, I've got to share it with the gals on the call today. But from that one call about helping men do their shopping, some of my gals put together Ravens versus Texans on Monday night football. And they're calling it a gentleman's brew and browsing event. Love it, love it, love it. And so they've got they sent out the invitation. It's really cute. It's got a Christmas package on one side, football helmets. There's wine glasses. There's martini glasses, beer mugs. But basically they're inviting the men and asking them to bring their wives and finish off the rest of their shopping needs, and that they're going to have stocking stuffers, beautifully wrapped packages already. So this was so fun to see that some of the gals on my team took your tips that have been rolling across the lines and didn't just listen to them and collect the tips and put it on their websites. Implementation, that's what it is, because when you get this kind of information going and you get the amount of talent that we have in the field and you combine that, oh my goodness, we've got enough activities, enough momentum rolling to just roll right through the holiday shopping area and, most importantly, right into the new year. And then another tip that has been capitalized on was the gift card tip. And so I saw one come across the line that they're making those gift cards redeemable from the 26th of December through the 31st. So, and this particular person and her team, they're requalifying for regions. So they're not just going, you know, the extra mile to implement these tips. They're going the extra 2 miles, the extra 3 miles. They are working like crazy to get everything they can accomplished before Christmas and then roll that right on after Christmas into the new year. So Sip and Shop is another one that they're doing. They're calling their clients for them to pick up the gift products that they've already purchased at the coffee shop. And they've gone in ahead of time and shared with the coffee shop owner that they're going to be meeting their clients there, that it's a win-win opportunity for them to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and pick up their gift items. That one of our consultants took her color kit in with her, and I just heard about this over this past weekend. And while she was waiting there for another client to show up, someone asked about what she had. And so from that conversation went into the color line, and it turned into an incredible order that she wasn't even expecting. But just going into that coffee shop and encouraging your clients and your friends, hey, come by for a quick cup of coffee. I've got your products. I'll deliver them to you there. And then you never know when the shop owner will see what's going on and say, hey, I'd like to buy some of those shea butters or some of that incredible hand cream to go in some of my gift ideas, and offer to make it a win-win for that shop owner too. So, again, just so many incredible tips that are coming from these calls. I am so jazzed about it and excited for everyone to really challenge yourself to take these tips, implement them into your own personal business, but then take it another step and make it a win-win for your team. Get together and implement these tips together. Because here comes the million-dollar tip, ladies. You know I can never, after being in this business for 20-plus years, talk about all the ways to sell the product that I don't come right back to the heart of our business, which is sponsoring. If you get the opportunity to deliver one hand cream, that's an opportunity to transform someone's life by offering this incredible business. So now is the time to be building your business. Do not forget to sponsor. Through all these activities, you should be enrolling preferred clients like crazy, and then business launching them, doing their business launches in January. Get those one-on-one Discover Arbonne appointments going right now. Talk about it with those clients that you're delivering product to, about, you know, getting back together with them and finding out where they're at. Everybody has the potential of being a little bit stressed right now because they're spending money on gifts, which everybody wants to do. It's the most beautiful time of the year to stop and think about what's important. But the reality is that people are incurring some expenses. We have a way through building an Arbonne business to offset those expenses. So talk about that. Invite them to Discover Arbonne's. Because, again, not to say it over and over and over again, but I never want to take the focus off of build your business now, ladies and gentlemen. We have a golden opportunity. Arbonne is golden. There is so much excitement in our product line, in our business, in GTC coming up. This is capitalize on how many people you're getting in front of, using the tips with your team, and talking about the opportunity so that you can book your calendars for January. So, Linda, I am going to turn it back to you, sweetheart. And, again, thank you so much for implementing these calls.
Nina, that was amazing. That we know why you are the master at this, but because you are exactly right. It's all about the gift. And so, everyone, your call to action today is, just as Nina said, take any of the tips that you have heard and make sure you are implementing it. And if you already are, you might check that down in your team and make sure those in your team are implementing it. And the second thing is, you know, the biggest gift we have to give, as Nita said, is this business. So your to-do, your second to-do for the day is to, who are two people today that you can share the gift of this Arbonne business with? Who is it that you would love to have in your business? Pick up the phone and make the call and say, you know what, you've been on my mind. You would be amazing in this business. I'd love to share more about it. I can either tell you how to make money or I can show you how to make money. And you guys, get them to your next event. Have them host a party. Have them come to a party you're doing. Meet them for coffee. But you know what? Nita's exactly 100% right, and that's why she is where she is in this business. It's about duplicating. It's about sponsoring and growing business builders. So don't forget to share the biggest gift that we have, and that's this business. So thank you so much, Nita. That was amazing. And to everyone on this call, know that Nita and I, we believe in you. We know you have everything it takes to get all the way to the top of this business and bring so many people right along with you. So now let's take this and let's go make someone's day. Thanks so much, Nita.
Thanks, Linda.